Masechet Shavuot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, Nishba lebatel et hamitzvah velo bitel. If a person swore that he was going to violate a mitzvah and he did not violate. For example, let's say he swore that he was not going to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, but he violated that by eating matzah on Pesach. We say in that case, he is patur. He does not have to bring a korban hatat ole ve'yored. The reason for that is a person can't swear against something that the Torah requires him to do. We say he's mushba ve'omed. He already has a pre-existing swear when he stood at Har Sinai and he accepted upon himself to do the mitzvot. So no matter what you say about the mitzvot, I swear not to do them or to do them, it all is ineffective and that swear doesn't actualize because a person already has a swear from Har Sinai to fulfill all of the Torah. And then the opposite as well, lekayem velo kiyem patur. If he swore to fulfill a mitzvah and he did not fulfill it, he's also not obligated to bring a korban in that case because that type of swear also does not take effect. Doesn't take effect because he had a pre-existing swear. So the shivuat bitui over here, which he would have to bring a korban hatat olev yored if he violated by mistake, that wouldn't be hal. It wouldn't come into being because it wouldn't come on top of the previous swear that he has to fulfill the mitzvah. We'll explain more. It would have been logical to say that in this case he would have been obligated to bring a korban like Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. It would be logical to say that the swear does take effect and therefore he would be obligated to bring a korban because Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Rabbi Yehuda said logically, if a person is obligated to bring a korban hatat olev yored for violating a swear that he made about something that was optional, something that he was not bound by to do or not to do at Har Sinai, mitzvash umushba aleha mehar Sinai eno din sheyehe hayav aleha, isn't it logical to say that a mitzvah that he's obligated to do from Har Sinai already, and then he adds a swear to it, obviously he should be hayav in that case, according to the Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. What he's saying here is, a swear that somebody makes about a Torah law is more important than something that's optional. So kal v'chomer, if we're making him bring a korban, if he violated his word regarding something optional, kal v'chomer as well, we're going to make him bring a korban if he violated something as hamur, as severe, as violating the Torah. The rabbis responded back to the Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, amru lo lo. They told him, no, it's not a valid argument. Im amarta b'shivuat ha-reshut sheken asa bahlav kehen. If you want to say about a person bringing a korban for violating a regular optional act that he took a swear about, that's because the Torah empowers that person to create a prohibition or an obligation upon himself. The Torah says, lehara o lehetiv, gives him the option of creating something that's going to be a problem for him if he doesn't do it, or it's going to be a problem for him if he does do it. That the Torah gives him that license. But with Torah lo tomar b'shivuat mitzvah, shelo asaba lav kehen. But could we say the same about the Torah, about a swear a person takes to fulfill a mitzvah and he didn't do it? Could we say that he has any effect on the obligation or not? In other words, the to do or not to do when it comes to the Torah is not in the hands of the person regarding the mitzvot. A person cannot swear to violate a mitzvah. It doesn't exist. So therefore, there's no reason to say that the person would be obligated. He has a simple obligation to follow the Torah at all times, and nothing can ever override that. She'im nishba lebatel velo bitel patur. And that's what the halakha is. If a person swore to violate a certain mitzvah and he did not violate it, he's not obligated to bring a korban like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah because he already is obligated to follow the mitzvah. So the fact that he swore that he was going to violate it never took effect. So therefore, just as even Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera would agree that a swear cannot take effect to violate a mitzvah, he would also agree, we Hachamim are saying, that it can't take effect to keep a mitzvah. Torah already has the obligation to keep a mitzvah, and therefore a person's personal swear that he makes has no effect on the positive or the negative. Again, Hachamim are telling him, just like you have no rights to make a swear that would violate a mitzvah, your word means nothing there because you're already mushbave omer to Har Sinai. You're already obligated to keep the Torah by Har Sinai. So the same would be if you swear to keep the mitzvah and you violated it. Your word means nothing in that regard. You already are obligated. So why would this piggyback onto the pre-existing obligation that you have? So that's the argument of Hachamim back to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterah.